Hello again, everybody. We welcome you to our daily devotional. We've just recorded two, and this is our third one, so we'll upload these later on. As we have said, you can get the devotionals on our church website, you can get them on Sermon Audio, you can get them on Facebook, and we're also uploading them, or one of the young men in the church is uploading them as well to YouTube, so you'll be able to watch them there. Thank you for your encouragement. Some of you have shared these devotionals with your friends and loved ones, and it is our prayer that many in these days might be encouraged. Dogs ran off here, just going to try to get him back. Tozer! Come on! Here! Come on! Come on, boy! Look, you run up and see if you can get him. Yeah, we've been looking at a man called Benaiah in Scripture, a man who was victorious in the battles of life. Life is a battle. A.W. Tozer said, this world is not a playground, it's a battleground against the world, against the flesh, and against the devil. And we have been noticing from 1 Chronicles 11, this great man of God, Benaiah, and how he was victorious in the battles of life. And we have learned how in 1 Chronicles 11:22, he slew two lion-like men of Moab, that's the flesh. Also, he went down and slew a lion, that speaks of the devil, a roaring lion, in a pit, on a snowy day, the worst possible foe, worst possible place, in the worst possible conditions, but he was victorious. And then you read in verse number 23, and he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear, like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff and plucked a spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. In the Bible, Egypt is a type of the world. Remember how God redeemed the Israelites out of their slavery, their bondage in Egypt? Just like he calls his church, his people, New Testament Christians, unto himself. The word church means called out ones. And out of this world, God has called a people unto himself. Now, whenever the Bible speaks about the world being our enemy, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, it's speaking about the world system without God, a system that is anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Bible, and the world is a real enemy to the Christian. That's why we're told we're not to love the world or the things that are in the world, but we're to be different and distinct from this world. And here's Benaiah. He has fought two lion-like men of Moab, the flesh. The lion in the pit, the devil. And now he faces this Egyptian man. This man, the Bible says, who was of great stature. 5 cubits tall. About 7 foot 6 inches tall. He was a huge, big man. And he had in his hand a spear like a weaver's beam. If that Egyptian man had thrown that spear at you, it would have literally cut you in half. He was a huge, strong man, and the world is very strong, and the world has got very many weapons arrayed against the church and against the Christian. All Benaiah had was a staff. Now, the staff figures heavily in Scripture. Jacob, at the end of his life's journey, worshipped God leaning upon his staff. It was a token of God's presence with him. God gave Moses a rod, and that rod was significant and symbolic of God's presence with him. And then David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Benaiah had the presence of God with him. And every Christian can have the presence of God with them. And whenever we live in fellowship with Christ and in the presence of our God, we can defeat even the world and all its attacks. Go in God's strength. God be with you in this present world. Jesus Christ said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And as you present your body, Romans 12:1, as a living sacrifice, and as you are living a life that's different from the world, and you've got the presence of God with you, and the Word of God in your hand, you can live a victorious Christian life. And this world will not drag you down, but you'll live above the dictates and the pleasure crazes and the allurements and the influence and the pressures of life on this earth. You can be like Benaiah. You can defeat the world and the flesh and the devil through the grace of God in your life. May God encourage you. May God strengthen you in these days. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.